The following podcast is brought to you by the Village Zendo. For more information, visit villagezendo.org.
Very happy to be here tonight, but I'm also feeling a lot. And one thing is that I learned just this afternoon that one of our Sangha members, Amy Iman Kaur, died yesterday. Just makes me very sad. She's somebody I knew mainly from the PATH class, and she had just such a bright spirit. She's been away for a while and ill for a while. She died of breast cancer. And she was young, I think maybe about 39. She was a yoga teacher and a doula, and she had two young sons, I think, kids, and a husband who's Doug, who's also part of our Sangha. So I don't know, I just, you know, our losses come all the time and from unexpected directions. And this is just a difficult time for me, anyway. The political feeling is so intense, and the planetary crisis is so close to us, so intimate, so alive in us, and we're still living in this kind of strange, suspended, half-suspended reality. That's our reality. It's real, actually. So it's a difficult time, and I had a whole talk that, oh, my phone keeps giving me these funny notifications. This is a little slightly, I had a whole talk, a whole printed out talk. My printer also collapsed today. And so I had to print out the talk in colors. But I don't think I'm going to try throwing away the talk. I don't think I want to talk about it, because it doesn't quite, it tries to get at what I wanted to talk about, but it never got there. And I think what I want to talk about is sitting. Just sitting, zazen, sitting. And for me, I mean, I read a lot, and I read a lot about Zen, and I love that. I love the literature of Zen. But somehow, especially over the last few months, sitting and Zen, it's, you know, it's become one thing. Zen is sitting, sitting is Zen, Zazen is Zen. It's like, it's where my heart is. And I recently had a chance to hear a couple of, catch up with a couple of Dharma talks. There was a very beautiful Dharma talk that Shinryu Sensei gave on tranquility, and how we can't really expect to find tranquility in our sitting at this time, because we don't want to sort of drug ourselves with sitting bliss and keep away the world. And I really felt that. And Soten gave a very interesting Dharma talk about his experience with other forms of practice that helped inform, support, transform his sitting and himself. And he made the very strong argument that we might need more than sitting. And I don't disagree, but I want to double down on sitting. I've been teaching, I've been on the roster for beginning instruction, which we now call Learn to Meditate, for a while now, both before this time and during this time. And I taught this this Monday night, and before we were online, when people would come to the Zendo, most of the people who came certainly in the last few months that I was doing it there, were people who were new to us. So we were always a few people accompanying friends or maybe somebody returning, but most people were new to us and had some experience of meditation and very often no experience of Zen. And so the instruction, we had about an hour and a half with them, was about the forms a lot and how to become comfortable in the formal situation of the Zendo, how to be able to walk in our door the next time and feel if not perfectly at home, but that was the aspiration, to feel perfectly at home and be able to join in and learn as you go from there. But it's been quite different online. Online, it's a complete mix of people. I've had a couple of different senseis come. There are some very long-term practitioners who come regularly and some who come occasionally. There are members of the Sangha who come. Joan and Kyushin are there every Monday night because they like to sit on Monday nights because they have to, you know, because we introduce ourselves, they have to explain why they're there every time. And so I get to hear them, hear their different ways of speaking about it. But one way is that they enjoy this beginning state, this beginner's mind. And then there's some people who are completely new, who've never sat down before and just, you know, they're in a chair and they're looking at you and through the screen. And we only have an hour. So which I think is right. I think this, in this format, longer is different. So in that hour, I mainly try to leave space for people to ask questions, and try to get a feel for what their particular issues or questions are, especially if they have a kind of posture problem that they want to solve or a mystery. You know, why do we hold our hands like this? Why do we keep our eyes open? I love those. But besides that, mostly what I do is teach the postures and the very simple practice of counting the breath. It's made me feel more and more that that's what it is. That's all it really is. And that all of the philosophy such as it is just springs right out of that. That just sitting, that beginner's mind. Because every time you sit, it's never the same, right? It's always fresh. It's always something that you don't know what's going to happen. And I feel that that reality is also like that. You may think you know what's going to happen, but you don't. And in that not knowing, you can gain a kind of intimacy with reality. And for me, the sitting is a place where you can gain intimacy with reality. And for me, Zen is all about reality, actually, just our real, actual lives, what's actually happening in us and outside of us. Is there any real distinction between those two? When I was... because of teaching this beginning instruction, I've been thinking about beginner's mind a lot. And I recently went back to look at Zen mind, beginner's mind. And I was mentioning this to Roshi, and she pointed out that there was a woman who wrote that book. I mean, it's the work, it's the teachings of Shinryu Suzuki, who's a wonderful teacher. And it's a really wonderful fundamental book that also begins really just in sitting. Roshi's recent book also has a chapter on sitting. Like, it's fundamental. I wanted to maybe, especially thinking about Amy, Trudy Dixon was the main editor of that book. Her Dharma name was Baiho Seshin, which apparently means winter plum blossom, although I don't quite see out, but it does. so say the texts that I found about her. She took over the project of editing Suzuki Roshi's talks at a time when she had breast cancer herself and also two young children. She finished the project of editing it. She shaped it. She added titles to the talks. She added these little quotations from within the talks at the top of them. They're very much like the pointers in Zen koans, really. She created a book. She set it in a certain order. She had inherited the title from another woman who'd also worked on the manuscript. Her name was Marion Derby, who was also known as Marion Mountain. And Marion Mountain is the one who gave it Beginner's Mind, which in a way is like the whole book. Really, it's right there. So Marion Mountain started and gave it Beginner's Mind, and then Trudy Dixon gave it The Complete Shape. And she finished the work, but she died before it, before she could see the finished book. And apparently there's a story when Suzuki Roshi saw the book for the first time, he said, "Nice book. I didn't write it." And later he said that he read it to see how his students had understood him. So it's definitely his teaching and his teacher's teaching, right? But it's also Trudy Dixon's embodiment of the teaching. And so we can take her as one of our important female ancestors. It's always good to hold them because they get lost in the story. So I've been holding a little bit the story of Trudy Dixon and also Marion Mountain. And is it mind beginner's mind? There's a moment where Suzuki Roshi is talking about posture early in the book, but it's really, you know, the lectures are not in order, so it's early in the book. But giving a very clear instruction about posture, talking about the position of the hands, and then he says, to put ourselves in this position is our practice. We don't put ourselves in this physical position in order to practice, in order to attain something, in order to get some special state of mind. Putting yourself in this physical position is the practice. It is the state of mind. It is the original self. It is the original mind. And he takes the phrase beginner's mind, he doesn't say where he takes it from, but you can find it in Dogen's Bendowa, which is his essay on the endeavor of the way. And he wrote two essays when he first returned from China, Dogen did. And they were both about how to practice Zazen and how central Zazen was. And that was the most urgent thing that he wanted to transmit. And Dogen says something like, because I'm not looking at my nose. He says something like, The beginner's mind is the original mind. The beginner's practice, because practice and realization are not different. They are one thing. He calls them practice realization. Because practice and realization are not different. The beginner's practice fully contains all of realization. And I think it's very easy when you start Zazen to feel as if you have to do something in order to reach some kind of like enlightenment mountain. We do this in the four vows trying to get there. But in sitting, I mean, I guess this is how I've been thinking about it. That sitting. There's this quality of just sitting, not as shikantaza, the technique that Zazen, you know, one of the techniques of Zazen, but really just in a simplest possible way, almost in the stupidest possible way, just physically sitting, putting your butt down on the cushion for half an hour, closing your mouth, don't say anything, letting your eyes partially close, keeping them a little bit open. Putting your hands in the cosmic mudra, laying the left hand on top of the right hand, the left hand suggesting in the East anyway, not doing, suggesting receiving, and just sitting there not doing, sitting there doing only one thing, thoroughly, completely, only sitting, utterly, totally sitting, sitting with body, sitting with mind, sitting with heart, sitting with spirit, sitting with the whole world just thoroughly in that minute, that half hour, that minute, just completely sitting. And if you're sitting, you cannot help but be intimate with reality. And that means you cannot help but be intimate with yourself, because the two things are, you know, are one thing. So I recommend the practice of sitting. And I recommend, whether you've been sitting for a day or a few months or a few years or 30 years or 40 years, it's still something new that you do each time you do it. It's not, that's not like a, like an attitude you have to take. I'm going to apply beginner's mind now and do it as if it's fresh and new. No, it's actually fresh and new. It actually is. You don't have to do anything. It's like, it's completely, beginner's mind is sitting, is reality. It's like, it's one thing. So that's what I've been thinking. I'm just checking the time because I can't find my time anymore. I'm going to close. I wrote a little poem. Kind of a, it's not really a poem. It's a non-poem poem to close the other talk with. And it goes like this. Sit down. Close the mouth and refrain from doing. Do only sitting. Thoroughly sit. Utterly sit. Sit with the body. Sit with the spirit. Sit with the mind. Sit intimate with reality. Sit always beginning. Reality is always beginning. We practice being what we are for no purpose other than that. We practice the reality of ourselves, making real what is already real.